Rabbi Shaul argues. Why? Rabbi Shaul says, like this. Yom Shvi Olu L'Kan L'Kan. Now, what kind of is that? Yom Shvi Olu L'Kan L'Kan. Now look at Yom Shvi B'Daf. Yom Shvi Olu L'Kan L'Kan means as follows. Whenever you have a day, and this day is the, let's call it a transition. It's a transition from period A to period B. In this particular case, from period of Shiva to the period of Shlosha. The last day is the day of transition. So Abba Shaul says, this last day will split it in half to the first day that belongs to the... Now, what kind of is that? Yom Shvi Ol L'Kan L'Kan, not like Yom Shvi B'Daf. Yom Shvi Ol L'Kan L'Kan means as follows. Whenever you have a day, and this day is the, let's call it a transition. It's a transition from period A to period B. In this particular case, from period of Shiva to the period of Shlosha. The last day is the day of transition. So Abba Shaul says, this last day will split it in half. For the first day that belongs to the first Tkufa, and the second belongs to the second Tkufa. This is Allah, which is not necessarily limited to day 7. It's a general the Mixim Kakulo. We know that's only that's on day 7. Day 7, 7 days, so it's day 7, so, you know, to cut corners of Mixim Kakulo. Now on day 4. But the other halacha of Yom Shvi Olu L'Kan L'Kan, that's why it's in Yom Shvi Dafka. But then it's a transitional day. The day which is the last day of one Tkufa and it becomes the first day of the other Tkufa, and it's Olu L'Kan L'Kan. And then that applies even on day 4. So Abba Shaul holds Yom Shvi Nechlak, Olu L'Kan L'Kan. He's Mata washing on day 4, in late afternoon. But the Chachamim, who deny Yom Shvi Olu L'Kan L'Kan, therefore they have it in Kekulo, yes, on day 7. On day 4 they have nothing, and then what's us, it's still dark. Yes, John?
When you say if the fourth day is only kind of kind, what is it? It's going to be that the Yom Tov is going to start, it's like the Yom Tov starting now?
I don't think it starts now.
So what is going to be? Like,
I'm going to light candles.
So. What's going to be only the kind of kind? What's the other side? What kind is the fourth day? What's the kind?
I don't know. The first part of the fourth day is Shiva, and the remainder is we'll label as Shloshim, straight to left yonder.
It skips.
You got the Shloshim in yonder.
Let's
get
better.
Yeah, yonder's all the Shloshim.
So it's like yonder gets put, yonder
gets right, it moved up. Well, I don't want to phrase it exactly that way, but we give a certain head pay and we give it a little bit early. Right. What?
We can't say that yonder's started because
Look at the calendar, it says sunset at 6:20, whatever it is, and it can't make it any earlier. It can't make a sunset earlier. Perhaps. That's what I wanted to just rephrase what we were discussing yesterday. Yes? The only stay on day 7. Because it's then the day 7, the last day of day 7, it's 7 days. Day 7, so day 7 you can say, well, you can cut a little off on day 7. But a lot off on day 7. It's a special day on day 7, or day 30, or day whatever, today, never the last day. But the official last day, not when you say day 4 is not really, maybe day 4 is right in the middle. Special halacha, you're going to knock off the Shiva, so you're going to start the Shlosh. Right? The old Olu L'Kan L'Kan. The old Olu L'Kan L'Kan. So then we can say that you can wash it late afternoon. Because it's sort of split, as it were. It's a possibility. Okay, I'm just bringing it to your attention. Another matter I wanted to bring to your attention, which Shia pointed out to me yesterday. The end of the shiur, pretty long shiur yesterday. We're all pretty tired, myself included. So we quoted a toast of Yitzayin and the Beis. Okay, Yitzayin and the Beis, which is discussing the Indian of other similar cases. Similar but not quite identical. And the question over there was, Erev Shabbos fell out, pardon me, Erev Yontif fell out on Shabbos. I repeat, Erev Yontif fell out on Shabbos. So what can you do? You shave on day 6 according to Abba Shaul? That was the question. The Tos says no. Why not? Why not? What happens if they, if day 8 falls out on Shabbos Erev Yom? Can you shave on Friday according to the Rabbanon? Moshe says yes. So let's just shift it over one. What's the difference? Plus the whole discussion over here. And we really didn't get to the bottom of it yesterday. The Marsha and the Shita of Talmud of Yishuv in Paris. How about like this, Rav Osa? On day 6, which is Friday, Yom HaShish, 6th day of Avelus, there's no way in the world you can say that you're out of shape. No way. Nobody. No one holds from that. Nobody. Because you're smack in the middle of Shiv. You can't say, look, tomorrow would be what they said. Tomorrow, if it wouldn't have been Shabbos, I'd be allowed to shave, right? But now he's allowed to shave now. No way to say that. As Tosfos points out, this is a lashon. Avot sheyesh adayin, you may have a little slow. You know, it means you're in the middle, you're smack in the middle. You're smack in the middle, there's no dispensation. Forget it. However, according to the Rabban of Abba Shol, if day 8 is Shabbos, day 7 is Erev Shabbos, or the Rabban of the Abba Shol, ordinarily speaking, what? They don't hold from what? From Yisrael Kula Vayon Shul Lekan Lekan, they don't hold from the whole concept as a general rule. However, one could argue the following. The real Rabbanon basically do hold from Yisrael Kula. They really, generally speaking, do hold from that principle. But they don't want to rely on it, Lechazkil. They say that if it's not for a special sin of Kavod HaRegel, they wouldn't hold from it. They wouldn't hold from the whole thing. And therefore, Tosfos points out over here, Hachamia islu mishum kvod yomtov. Ashcha dezav ezav adav and mitzvah zayom kukulo. What does that mean? The Rabbanon hold for mitzvah zayom kukulo if you're stuck. And if you're really stuck, you can't rely on mitzvah kukulo even according to the Rabbanon. But the Maisa, they say, well, now you shouldn't rely upon. But the Yevet, it's okay. And the Shasat Chak, the Yevet, covered yomtov is in the Shasat Chak, covered a regga. And therefore, you can shave on that Friday, which is day 7, according to Shitas Abba Shol, pardon me, Shitas Rabban and Abba Shol, if day 8, which would never be allowed to shave, falls out on Shabbos, which is Erev Yom. Shabbos, which is Erev Yom. However, Rabban and totally deny which principle? Ol Kan Ol Kan. And therefore, if day 7 falls out on Erev Yom on a Tuesday, then they say you can't shave. Why do they cover the regal? Cover the regal has its limitations. You can't be Michal Shabbos to cover the regal. You can't do any Yisur and Gemurim to cover the regal. So on day 7, which is they don't hold Olakan Olakan, you're stuck. Too big to cover the regal, you have to come in unkempt, you have to can't up. Sorry, nothing to do about it. But only when it's day 7 is 2 days before Yom. And day 8, which is the magical day, happens to fall out on Shabbos, you have bad luck, it's like Shabbos that year. Then you could rely on the general rule of mitzvah of the kulo, because that would have been enough to be matter if not for Shabbos. The male of Mishmah covered the other, you can push back the heter and shave on Friday. But if a regular of Yonah falls on day 7, then there's nothing to do about it. Even though we have a very great regard for covered regal, but since the whole concept of all the kind is alien to them, so it's too bad. You can't, you have no smack left there, finished. There's nothing you can rely upon. Nothing you can rely upon. This is the case that Shai suggested that maybe according to the Rabbanon, they hold to mix him to Kulo, Iker Adin, but he doesn't want to rely on it. That's the Gemara of here and your Testament days. Kaman Amdu, Kaman Amru, Amdu Menachem Mayetzlo, it's actually mutter to go wash the Pearl Mamish. So according to whom? And according to Abba Shol. Well, the Rabbanon will be the Pearl Mamish, Lemaisa, will be also to do. Unless some kind of a cover a regular emergency because someone on a planned day, the mice will be also to do. And if you find a similar concept in the two other cases of Shemitzim and Kulo, what are they? Nazir and what? And Zava. In both of those cases, the mice can't do it according to Rabban. For example, by Nazir, the Tosef Yud test on the base, Tiber Masel Plosin, Tosef Plosin, then they even call it Yushalmi, Hamar the Sha'avar Hacham Mitchila, which was the Tzimtzim Chatzilim B'di'evet, when it comes to Zavid, then it's also that way, a difference in the Chatzilim of the Yevet. A little problem with some of the technicalities over there, but perhaps that's a different mahalach to understand this Inyan. Okay, I spoke with Rav Shechter yesterday about a different matter, so I had to ask him something else. We start talking about this, so I start talking about the Gemara, the cash against the Kitab from Rav Kadin. For sure, you mean Rav Kadin Tez Zayin Amid Beis. I mean, he didn't say that. I said, you mean the Gemara Rav Kadin that Mekar Amayka Sadeh? I said, what? He means a different Gemara, which is the Kiyim of Rav. The Gemara says over there by the Zifa, and the Zifa, the Gemara is that Rebbe thought that the Zifa lasted originally only for a minute. Then he said the Don Kamish will last for a whole day. He didn't hear that, the whole story. So the palace from the Gemara Tazan, you see, at least according to one day, held at one time, at one point in time, you don't say Mixiyam Tekulo. Don't do it with Lakan over there. How's this Kash? So the fellows thought that's not such a big Kash, but the Zifa is different for a number of reasons. Either the way our chef himself said in a different place, the Zifa only has his surah with him in a kiyumin, just stay in the house arrest for a little while. Or the Zifa stand a mud in the Bria, I mean, he came in regards to the Zifa. The mud, not even sure how long the Zifa is it for a week, or a month, a day, or if you do this, do that. So, you know, they thought that the Zifa shouldn't be a riot, he shouldn't destroy up shop based on the Zifa. The whole concept is too flaky to make or break any shop. Okay. Okay, Rabbi. This ends the Hashlamas for yesterday's year. Now we start today's year. We got ahead of yesterday. It took us an hour to Hashlam. No, 20 minutes. Yeah?
According to what you just said, so if Shvi Erev HaRegel, so you said that the B'Shas Tzad, the Hobbit makes the Shem Tzad, so Kibush should be put there.
No, Shvi Erev HaRegel.
So you said that makes the Shem Tzad, because the B'Shas Tzad.
Disprove it. Is it right or wrong? I don't know. Right. We have to disprove. Try it. Let me know. Okay. New Gemara. By both sides of Gemara, it's Mepharish in the New Testament days, the Karnag or Mitzvah Shlosh and Beregel. Mepharish in Gemara. The Gemara's a shot over here. Cover Beregel, last five lines. Regel all of them in Shlosh or ain't regel all of them in Shlosh. The Min and Shiva lo can be boiled in Lonag or Mitzvah Shiva Beregel. Can be boiled in Min and Shlosh and the Karnag or Mitzvah Shlosh and Beregel. My, I'm only all of them. 3 paths from Allah. Now there's a serious problem over here. What do you mean that mitzvah shloshim is nagam b'regel? What does that mean? So the Rosh says, the Simon Chazayin, quote, 3 words, da'ina megalea, doesn't shake. Why did Rosh pick this example? Da'ina megalea. Why did he pick this example? What? Oh, very good. Ari points out that the issue of shaving is not a unique issue only by events, but applies to everyone in Chalamari. As we remember from our Chol HaMoed Shiurim from a few weeks ago, that seems like forever ago, that Chol HaMoed one is not permitted to shave for various reasons. So from that expression, in the Rosh, you get the idea that the East is only Mishum Chol HaMoed, but it's not an Easter of Avelis, not also Mishum Avelis. And nevertheless, it's all the Minyan Shlosh. The Ramban on page Resh Chav Zayin, Ma'am HaKomitz, that's crazy. That can't be. It's impossible. But the only reason why you cannot shave is because of Hilchos Yom Hilchos Chol HaMoed, it shouldn't count the Shloshim. It should only count the Shloshim. The Yitzchus is an issue of Avelis. Yes, sir. Yeah, we have a problem with that. But say that for later. You're too far ahead of the game, Aaron. We'll count to that, Mr. Shloshim. Dear Ramban, that's a tremendous problem. But we'll count, believe that, we'll count to that. Let's just stick to this Ramban. So why does it say the Haina Megaleach? It says Shloshim is not. What do you think? Ben Kasha on Rashi? So Rashi is like the Rosh. I'll prove it to you, Nachum, okay? I'll prove it to you. Open the Rosh. I'm going to show you a different Rosh. Look at this Rosh here. Take a look on the page 68. Let me turn to the Rosh. Make a conclusive proof here. Page 68, column 2, the last five lines, the narrow lines. So the full line quotation. The Yom Tov Ha'am came, B'chag, Nami, Yivatam, Emenu, Shemini, Atzeres, Zeres, Shloshim. Someone dies in Sukkot, so Shemini does not call Shloshim entirely. Answer to Rush. Shani Hatzam, Shalom Noah, Klal, Din, Shloshim. He wasn't knowing Shloshim at all in Chalavai Sukkot, period. Afal Gav, Shagiyo, Tzitzporos, Asurim, but no way. Mikolako, Mitan, Avelus, Mio, Lo, Nessa. End quote. I rest my case. So the Rush is quite clear that there's no din of keeping the laws of Avelis on Chalamayr Shloshim, but Torah's Avelis, only but Torah's Chalamayr. And the Beis Yosef quotes this line, which is Megal in the previous line, and that's what I mean. It's just a din of Chalamayr. The Ramban said that's crazy. The Ramban spoke it out. It would be only us, the Meshimah of Chalamayr. Why should it count to Avelis? If it goes further. I can find you two examples, he says, of halacha l'mayis and afkaminis. Number one, when you go to a simchas mereis, when you go to a party, right, a big party, a sheva brachas, you go to a sheva brachas l'chal l'mayis. According to the Rosh, the answer to the chal would be what? No. Yes. According to Ramban, clearly the answer is no. Another afkamina. Beged meguhos. You just took it out of the cleaner. Did you dry clean it? You pressed it before you had it. Did you wear it? On Chalamayr. According to the Rosh, the answer is yes. According to Rambani, says the Pharaoh, the answer is no. Do you not have to mean it's the mice? How's the Ramban? You can't do it. You can't wear the garment. You can't go to the Shemar Brooks. So the Ramban answer against himself. Let's say, look, he's keeping a little bit of shloshim. After all, he's not shaving. So that's why he counts towards shloshim. But Ramban, no, I'll prove it can't be so. You know why it can't be so? Keeping a little bit of shiva too. As long as shiva tzim. Doesn't count for shiva. So the Ramban is your soul. The only time it counts is if you can keep everything. So it must be that Dinei Shloshim, you can keep everything can be kept, should be kept, must be kept at Torah's Avelis on Chol HaMoed. Whereas Shiva, you can't keep everything there, but it does not count. For Shiva, it does count towards Shloshim. Ad Kan Dibei Ramban. Page Reish Chav Zayin. Everything. Think. Check it out. Who? What? Said the Ramban. Rosh took care of a long time ago. What's wrong with the Rosh? It's the Pharaoh. It's the only Issa Mishum Avelis, and there's no Issa Mishum. All the Mishum Chalamoid and not Mishum Avelis. He says it spells it out. It doesn't leave anything to imagination. He says it straight out. No? Itana Velas Mi alone Nessa, period.
That answers the question.
How to answer his question about Shmini Atzeres? We'll get to that later. Who? What's the matter? That's a very vague question. We want to say it's us. Unless you can't eat trade, you can't keep the Chal Shabbos. What are we talking about? What is us? Kneeling out. Oh, so discuss that. That's exactly what the Rush said over here. I just read out how he started the whole Shia. The Rush said, on that Gemara, the Gemara says the Kanog, it's a Shloshim. Answer the Rush, the Ha'as of the Galaya. Why did the Rush pick that example? Because that's not it. Now, Abosai. What will the Rush do with the Ramban's Kash? What will the Rush do with the Ramban's Kash? What was the Ramban's Kash? Ramban says, look, he's not part of Zion also, part of Mitzvah Shiva also. So that's a tremendous, tremendous kash. What's the answer, Shai? Somebody tells me, we'll get to that later. What's the answer, Lekar? The answer is Pashup Shah. Look at up for the person's Rush, and I've called Gimel, but the Rush holds the favorite. Like the Rambam and the Ritva, we mentioned yesterday, Friday, ready? Rambam and the Ritva hold that the Machlokes by Averet, excuse me, now hold on what? That there's no din of Shiva Beregel, even Bitzin. And what's the Raya? As the Magia points out, Tosu Rosh Chav Gimel, that the Rosh did, the Tosu and the Rosh explains the Machlokes Averet to Shabbos as far as Varim Shevet Sin is concerned. We call the Ritva's Pshat, which you mentioned on Friday. And therefore, it stands to reason that presumably the Rosh would also hold Pashup Shah, followed like the Rambam and the Ritva. Like the Rambam, Maimonides, and the Ritva. Yeah? Oh, so that's the problem. The problem is, as the Magia and Tosfos Rosh already asked, that the Rosh himself, the Rosh himself, here, on our daf, explains that Dov Meshuvah Tzina are no Iberegel, both in the Tosfos Rosh, and the Pesachim is in Simen Chav Ches, based on the capacity of the Chosin, etc. So a big, major, a double problem in the Rosh, Shabbos. Now, if the Tosfos Rosh and Chav Gimel would be the only source in the Rosh, would be sitting pretty. That seems to be a Yeltsin in a crowd. The Rosh Shita seems to be throughout, like the majority of the Pesachim. Now what? Come on. But a veil Shiva Tzina of Shiva is not a reg. Now let's start with two, actually three. Let it all hang out, guys. I have three major kashas against the Rosh. And maybe you could help me in trying to answer them. Three major questions against the Rosh. Given the fact that we have them printed right over here in Simon Chav Ches, and this one column here, page 68. Three major questions. One, what will the Rosh do with the Gemara that Chav Gimel on the base? The Gemara said Chav Gimel on the base, Hashta Avelus Naga Avsukim Iboya. That's not what we discussed about with someone on Friday. Hashta Avelus Naga Avsukim Iboya. Now they explain to Tomat Rama Shabbat Sina. Wait a minute. On Regel, he holds that you are Noah Rama Shabbat Sina. And nevertheless, what? Regel is Mavsik. So what do you do with the Gemara? Whose question in effect was this? The Ritva. And the Ritva explained that this forced the Ramban to what radical conclusion? That the Gemara was discussing what Sukhi was discussing in the Chav Gimel? Farhesia. But the Rosh says, as well as only talking about the Dov and Shabbat Sinner, he fell right into the trap. He fell into the Ritva's trap. That's question number one. That's question number one. What do the Gemara Chav Gimel? Question number two. Why is it that Regel counts for Shloshim and doesn't count for Shiva? After all, the Ramban asks over here, he's not like Mitzvahs Mizeh and Mitzvahs Mizeh. He's not like a little bit of Shiva and Dov and Shabbat Sinner. A little bit of shlosh, namely shaving and segiyot. So it's identical. So why the regel ola l'shiva, pardon me, ola shloshim, and not l'shiva? These two kashas are, in fact, the kashas we're asking against the Rosh are exactly the riots of the Ramban to these two points, right? This is exactly what the Ramban proves, according to the Ramban, starting with the assumption that the Rosh Hashanah is not like regel. He proved that the Gemara Chav Gimel was talking about Farhesia. And he proved that all the dinner of Shloshim apply to Regel. So the Rosh caught up with the Ramban's kashas. The third and final kash against the Rosh. Minei Ubei. Minei Ubei. Why is it, Rabosai? Why is it that Avelus Shloshim, that Avelus Shloshim according to the Rosh, is not knowing the Regel? You can go to a chasana. You can have begun a Meguhatsin. So it was quite clear from the Rosh. And Avel Shiva, paradoxically, is not even Regel. I mean, well, how do we understand Regel? Regel contradicts certain Avelis, right? So which Avelis should be more of a contradiction to Regel? Shiva or Shloshim? No. Shiva. Paradoxically, the Rosh holds that Avel Shiva Betzina is not even Regel. And Avel Shloshim is not Noig at all. The Chpilei Ploim, how do you get this right? That's unbelievable. What? What's wrong with that? I don't understand. Which have has the greatest theory to a regular?
Which of those is stronger? More powerful.
So
we know something. Now
those
forces
are not as powerful as the others.
So we don't know anything.
What do you mean not as powerful? What do you mean not as powerful?
It's more, it's closer than the meter, the more it has to keep it more.
Okay, could be. All right, could be. Oh, so to try and discuss these questions, I wanted to just speak about the sugis over here a little bit. The Ramban, in that same piece, when he wanted to distinguish between Shiva and Shloshim, as far as Dvarim Shiva Parhesi Berego, he writes as follows. Here's a quotation. The Tama de Milsa, Ramban is saying, "Lepnei shein mitzvos lo saseh, uvidin haregel nami noeg ben b'miktsasa, hilka, kishen noeg b'kulam, ein aveluso misparsem esalo. Lefichach amru, ola leminyan shloshim, din noeg mitzvah shloshim kulo, sir, kulo, kidino b'chol, the ain't no ola leminyan shiva." Why? Here's your word, Shai. Shein noeg v'ruban shem mitzvah shiva. That's the other word, rofa. But the maisa, he says the only reason shloshim counts is because you know it kula. End quote. I think it's in Reish. What did I say before? Reish Chav Gimel. Reish Chav Reish Chav Zayin. Let me check. Page. There. Who can find this for me? It's one of the Maramakamas. Here it is, page Resh Kav Ches. So I'm just flip side of the page. Okay? 1, 2, 3, 4. Seventh line. Okay? Page. Now, the Ramban said, I just read your Ramban, if you want the Ramban, that's all I read. If you want the Ramban. I'm curious, why did Rabbi have to say that Shloshim was all Losa sex? I must have read it a lot before. This is Losa sex, as opposed to Shiva, which is Kiyume Asa. Why did he say that? So I thought perhaps the answer is as follows. Had there been an assay of Shloshim, Rabosa, had there been something in Shloshim has to do something, right, to do something, then it would be misparsing, as Ramban put it. It would become well known. And if it would become well known, what would it be? It would be considered Davar Shabifarhesya. And Dovah Shiva Fahesya, we know, cannot be practiced in Moyim. And therefore, since you couldn't do it, Shloshim, Regel would not count to mean Shloshim. Because you need Kulo. But now that we say that all of Nihuge Shloshim are purely Lo Sase, and some of them are Noyim within Regel anyway, for example, you can't shave anyway. And you can't iron your clothes anyway, and you can't get married anyway. If you refrain from the others, namely, he doesn't wear pressed garments, and he doesn't go to Sheva Brachos, it's not called Avelis Mifar Hesya. It's not called Avelis Mifar Hesya, therefore he can be Noye Kulo, and if it's Noye Kulo, it's all in the minyan Shloshim. So the reason the Ramban said it's all also is because had there been an assay somewhere in there, you wouldn't be able to do that, I said, because that would have been available for us, which is a no-no. And therefore, the whole thing would have fallen to pieces. The whole cheshire would have fallen to pieces. Because the Ramban requires the possibility to keep kulo. So you had to say there's no assay. There's no assay, it's only lavin, only yisurim, and half of them apply anyway. Memela is called the tzinnit, not first. Hat kan divi Ramban. I'm saying this Ramban, I haven't yet, this is a prelude, I haven't gotten to the rush yet. But I just wanted to clear the air a little bit. Yes, David.
Yeah, But he doesn't mean that every that all of these surim are Tvarim Shabbat Sinah.
Yes, he does.
On Shabbos. But on Shabbos, he would have to do Tvarim Shabbat Sinah. So that means he can't wear sandalim on Shabbos, even outside. I mean,
well, let's not, we're not up to Shabbos yet. Be patient. Maybe today I get for Shabbos. I don't know. Don't know if I'll get that far. Let's first stick right now to the facts
that
we have.
He means that any of it...
He? I don't know what he means. What
the other... That sinner means...
No, I didn't say that. All I said, it's a good question you're asking. But all I'm saying is that the Ramban says that in order to be enable you to observe full avelus on, you have to make sure that it's all labeled as Bitsinna. Whatever is necessary to label that. Now, the details, I don't know.
Not
has an active for the others. And besides, a good percentage of the avershi, you know, anyway,
but by Shiva, it's in the Amis
area, it's not just people. You know, it's also a Shiva, it's just Yasuo. You got majorities, but at the Ramban requires Kulo.
Oh, but then you
can stretch
Kulo,
because
it's not
just people. Could be. Oh. So now comes the Taz, which Shai alluded to it before. Taz and Simon, Shin, Sadi, Tes, Sif, Kot, and Beis. The Taz is bothered by some of the questions you raised. So the Taz is as follows. Like Nachum said, that the Rosh holds, Avel Shloshim is Noig Berega. Avad is Noig Berega. Avad is Noig Berega. I said it's not, but it's Noig Berega anyway. I said, why does it say that? Lou, come on. That gears to discourse not only Bataras what? Bataras Moed. This has no problem. He says, gears and discourse would be considered Davashe Befarhesi. And Davashe Befarhesi, you cannot do Avelis Befarhesi beyond. So therefore, he's not doing a Bataras Avelis Befarhesi. He's doing a Bataras Chalamayed. What? Can't believe it, huh? I'll say it one more time. I don't believe it either, but I'll say it again. The rush of the Taz is as follows. Our whole assumption is incorrect. We are making a whole shtick with Torah, with Tashim, with Teirutzim, based on an assumption. What was our assumption? That the rush holds, you do not keep Avel Shloshim Mechalamot. You don't shave, you don't wash your clothes, you don't iron your clothes. Nobody does that. So the Taz view is that's going to be Tzoros. But we keep everything. He's foresaw some of the Tzoros that we have. He wanted to say shit from Chad and the Rosh. No. The Rosh holds that there is a Vela Shloshim Berega. Why did he say that he's only doing Gears to Sporus, the Torah's Moyed, and to the Gears to Sporus, the Dvarim Shem Befarhesi. And Dvarim Shem Befarhesi, he learns, is not a plot, you cannot keep a Moyed. So the only reason you can go with an unkept beard and you can not iron press your clothes is because nobody can do it. It's not a chalamayit. Nobody can do these actions. Were it not for that, you could do these actions because it would be otherwise farhes. But other acts of avelas, which would not be farhes, you really have to keep. Didn't have to keep, even according to the rush. Ad kan divrei ha-taz. I don't know. I find it very hard to believe. Rosh says, Shani also, Shalom Noah Klal Din Shlosh. I use the word Shalom Noah Klal, but that's what Klal on it for. Kari meant what he said. He said what he meant. Shalom Noah Klal, finished. Nothing, zippo, zero, zilch. Kari, all the Tzimchus Mereyes is mutter. Degen the Gurus is mutter. The third and the last line. And the Chalal believed without that. What did he say? Ki Luach is also everybody been married. And Giyutz, who knows what the Degen the Gurus, Ramban has said, who knows what his wardrobe looks like? That was cool. Shverivot. That should be considered for Hesir. Maybe he has an article about Megillah. That's a man. I think I need a guide to that. How does Pshat and Rosh is very schwer, in my opinion. Okay. Let me go to another Pshat, Rav Ben Yomi. Yes, no. Wow, so we went through this is the third Google. So the Rosh said that the Ha'en and the Galaya. A lot of tension, but I mean, the Rosh, you know, broke the tension. He said his piece. He didn't leave anything ambiguous.
Well, he said
very sure, isn't it? Okay, Maske. So from Rosh is not Maske. I agree with you. Yeah, the Rosh discusses it. Let me show. Rosh is also reaching. Who else discusses it? The Miri, the Sheet, they all spell it out. What does it mean? This is Dvarim of Rosh. That's Rav Ben Yomi. I'm not sure, is that the Master Ben Yamin? I think, because I think someone else in the quote is the Master Ben Yamin. I'm not sure. Rav Abeda Ben Yamin. What does he say? He starts saying like what Shai started saying before. Well, the Rosh holds, the rail doesn't count to Shiva. You know why? Because the main Shiva, Ikud in Shiva is not Noik. The counts to Shloshim. You know why? Because the Ikud in Shloshim is Noik. What's the Ikud in Shloshim? Geared with its focus. Taz, who told him the Ikaris? Did he have Ruch HaKadosh? Oh, so I thought Shloshim, he says, all right, because Mars is Beferish, later Chav Zayim HaBeis, it's until the end. Shalosh L'Pchi, the Shloshim L'Misbei, the Shiva L'Misbei, the Shloshim L'Giyot to the Sparos. Those are the two examples the Gemara picked. The Gemara picked these examples. Why the Gemara picked these and not Simchas Mereis and it's a Gemara's problem. But don't blame Rebbeinu Binyamin. He's calling the Gemara. But the Taz didn't like it. Said, look, you have, I mean, some is serving Shiva, I'm not even regular. You can't do kibbutz. Who told him what it won? That's the Taz's cash. So Shai said, you follow the majority. Majority rules. Democratic concept didn't have that in Poland, man. But the majority rules. But the majority is applies here and doesn't apply there. It could be. Not going to be Pshat Rabbeinu Ben Yamin. Could be. Perhaps we can say a little bit different. Just count the majority versus minority. It's a little bit different. Based on the Ramban we mentioned a minute ago. Ramban points out that Shloshim is only Yisur. Correct? Rabosa. Shloshim is Yisur. Shiva is Kiyumin. Remember that? We read it in the Ramban Beferish. We've had this Sisvar before. It's the Kula we mentioned, the other times we mentioned it. It's Kashub Shah. Maybe you can suggest the following svara, Abbas. If Avelis consists of Yisurim, and you keep these Yisurim, you refrain from these prohibited actions, who cares why? What do you care why? Mitzvah Tshichas Kavana? You have a Kavana, I'm not going to eat Shkotzim or Muslim because Efshim, Asim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gozer Olam. So let's say a guy won't eat Shkotzim or Muslim because he hates Shkotzim or Muslim. So he won't be fulfilling the mitzvah of whatever. This is the Easter of Shkotzim or Masim. How do you know that Easter is an easy? Is it Easter? You kept the Easter. You didn't do it. Kept means you refrained from the Easter. Now, if you mean a while, this is mitzvah, that mitzvah. Let's I'll give you an example. Namala also mishim how shay ocho potisa loga arba namala chamesh. What's that? What? Sira sheish. Let's say the guy is not so learned. He knows the candidate series is an Averity of the series. He thinks it's just one lav. To say he doesn't need the series because only one lav, so he won't give him the schar for all six lav that he didn't do. He'll only get one lav. He knows he can't do it. It's never, he knows all six lav. You know all six lav? Who knows all six lav of you? You know nothing. I don't remember myself all six lav. Six lav, I have to tick them all off. Every minute I don't need Syrah that after having Kavana, all six lav that I didn't violate, to get the schar, which the Gemara talks about for Mishnah Makkos and elsewhere, for not eating Shkotzim or Masim. No one. You're bucking the seven mitzvahs of the Rambam. You have to have the Rambam, the sheet, and the Ramban, and the Ravid. It's got all these different sheets. Wow. What's the series? Is this bird, not birds? all these kabbalas have in mind when you've been getting all the tremendous schar for not eating bugs. The chab said, "By Yisur, don't say that. Yisur, you know it's asa. I mean, why it's asa? How many times it's asa? This two counts, six counts, eight count indictment, the two count indictment. Nafkamina, it's asa, it's asa. Finished." The Meila, this guy, he knows he can't shave. The halachas he can't shave. Halachas he can't iron clothes. Shine. He's nizer and isser. Adi isser for some other reason. Nafkamina. Nizer and isser. So counts for shlosh. But by shiver abosai, there are kiyumim. This time he's just doing that refrain. There are kiyumim. Kiyumim galore. What are the kiyumim galore? The kiyumim galore. So many kiyumim and shiva. I could be sitting on the floor. There are things that you have to do in avela shiva, whatever they are. Take whatever they are. Yeah. Since you can't do these things because of the avela shiva hesia, the mele doesn't count to the minyan shiva, even though the nizir and the isa kibus to the isa chalamay. But the nature of Shiva is the nature of Kiyumim in addition to Isuru. Maybe the whole word is Kiyumim. Isuru just leading to the Kiyumim if you want to make it fancy. So for that you have to have this is Trichas Kavah. And therefore if this one thing you can't do because of Regel, let's say he didn't watch the Golden Yantas, maybe that's counts to Shiva. Ah. Shiva's dinner, Kiyumim, if you do things. And you didn't put your washing machine on because it was Yantif. So what? But in Shloshim, it's purely Yisurim, as the Ramban says. The Mele, you kept the Yisur. So he said it was one Yisur, two Yisur, three Yisur. And of Kamina, this is an Yisur. I said I wanted to possibly suggest, perhaps, the possible Svar. Yeah, when I was within that Rabban Yaman, he said Ika, not Ika. So let him, you can say I've shot the majority. Okay, say the majority rules. But you can also say that refraining from Yisurim will only be count if the whole Avelis is refraining from Yisurim. When it comes to Yisurim, it doesn't matter if it's also once, twice, or three times. Count A, B, or C. Whereas when it comes to Kiyumim, you gotta... Since Yisurim is... You're not doing the main things, you're doing one thing. You're not washing clothes, that's going to count Kiyumim Shiva. That's what he meant, there's no Ikra, maybe. That's a question of counting up majority versus the minority. Yes, then.
Why
do you think
why
you can
do
something
you
can't do?
You didn't say that
you don't
have to keep
in the rope,
but
the shit is a thing
that
you have
to make yourself
Only problem is as follows. Yes. What?
As he goes to
Shem Brooks
and Regal,
he goes to Shem Brooks. He goes? He's over in Israel.
He's over in Israel.
Who are you talking about? The Rosh.
The
Rosh holds that you may go to a Shem Brooks for Regal. Pashem Shad the Rosh. What?
I think he's
wanted to know, he's only doing certain things and other things. He's doing half. So if he's doing half, how come it counts towards one, not towards the other? So I'm saying that the half is significant as far as Shloshim is concerned, because it's basically Yisurim. So he's keeping two Yisurim. He's keeping them for some other reason. It doesn't matter if he's keeping them, the mice. Well, when it comes to Shiva, it's Kiyumim, and if you have the wrong Kavanah, if it's for some side reason, can't count. You're asking a different Kasha, I don't know, no Yisr, I'm the Shiroshan's over, that's not like, no Yisr. Yeah?
You said according to the Rush, that by Shiva, the Yisr will be part of the Kiyumim, that therefore even if you're kind of part of Shiva, it's not enough, because even if you know it's something Yisr Shiva, it's not enough, because even if you're kind of part of Shiva, it's not enough,
That's correct. I don't want to use the word batla. I don't want to say it's not enough. It's could be seen in the floor, to throw back to Kriya Samhita. Covering the mirrors, maybe it's Kriya Samhita we spoke about. Beggar Karua, maybe. That's a possibility. It's a possibility, right. So there's certain things we do which are still human. That perhaps. Yeah. But still a slight problem. Lepira. What did the Rosh say? The Gemara said. The Gemara said that Shiva, that Regal is not all the minyan Shiva. Correct? Correct or not correct? I have a kasha. We got through the whole long to say, if a guy doesn't do anything with Torah's Avelus, then they cannot count for the Avelus. No? I mean, the whole lumpness of the Rosh is, and we said before the Nachum, was not dealing with Torah Savelis at all. That's what the Rosh spells out. But to get the impression from here, that if you do anything, or do refrain from anything, or either you do something or don't do something, with Torah Savelis, that this should suffice, no? To count the Shiva, no? I mean, that's the punch of shot, if you read the words of the Rosh. Because he goes out of his way, the reason why it doesn't count, because he didn't do anything with Torah Savelis. Zippo! Yeah. No? I mean, the whole lumpness of the Rosh is, and we said before the Nachum, was not dealing with Torah Savelis at all. That's what the Rosh spells out. But to get the impression from here, that if you do anything, or do refrain from anything, or either you do something or don't do something, with Torah Savelis, that this should suffice, no? To count the Shiva, no? I mean, that's the punch of shot, if you read the words of the Rosh. Because he goes out of his way, the reason why it doesn't count, because he didn't do anything with Torah Savelis. Zippo! Yeah. Well, hold on. Hold. That's not what I'm driving at. I'm driving at something different. According to the Rosh, Maybe Shias Teres will come over here. That's what we'll come to in a minute. Why isn't Yom Tov Olel Minyan Shiva? After all, he is observing certain laws of Avelus Beregel, B'Torah Shiva. B'Torah Shiva. Yes, he is. That's the problem. Why is it that Ein Regel Olam Minyan Shiva? After all, he is observing certain laws of Shiva on Yadav. For example, the what? The Mars of the Perish. No? Dvar Meshibit Tin and Night. Oh, this is where the Rush passes over here. Dvar Meshibit Tin and Night. There's no Tashma Shamita, there's no Talmud Torah, etc. Pashup Shat. So why doesn't it count to Shiva? So the Chor, you have to say, what Shai said before, I'll say it in a little bit of a different language. That in order to count for Shiva, but it can't be Shloshim, which is Isurim. So the Rush, in order to explain why it's not, why it doesn't count, what did he say? Eino, Noeg, what's Shloshim again? Shadlo Noah, cloud in Shloshim. Bitara Shloshim. But when it comes to Shiva, even though you are observing certain negative laws, if you will, of Shiva, Bitara Shiva, no Tash Shemitah, no Talmud Torah, it still wouldn't help to count towards Shiva. Because Shiva is primarily, or partially, or significantly, Kiyumin. And you don't have the Kiyumin. And I have a bit of a riot from the Gemara. Smack from the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Nafkofim and Aleph. Kiyem kfiyas amita, v'chule v'chule. We mentioned the first year on Friday, the Sinyan, that the Ravid brought a riot from there, and in order for Yontif to knock off the Aves, you have to have observed Aves. Right? Before Yom Tov came. So why do you want to pick a Kim Kfiyas Amitah? Pick that example. Pick that example for. I think it's that... who said it? Can you mention what the Ritva, somebody? Who said that? Say, that's a Chiddush, even Kfiyas Amitah. Even Kfiyas Amitah is Chutz L'Gufo. What do we quote that? Can we quote that? A Ritva? Somebody? Even though it's Chutz L'Gufo, I'm pretty sure it's a Ritva. It still counts. Still, it's enough. Oh, Shuma said that? No, but I recall vaguely of Sacholom, we have to say Rizvah. That said, even Kfiyas Amitah, which is Chutz L'Gufo, that's enough to, we had it in a different context, I can't remember what context exactly right now. Even, huh? No one remembers this? I'm the only one who remembers this? We had it for something? Yeah, I think it was a Rizvah, I vaguely recall. Yeah? Karanora was it? Maybe it was the Karanora? We mentioned the Karanora, we discussed the Karanora for the same Shia. Oh. Right. Whatever it was, we gave that, even though it's Chutz L'Gufo, it still counts. Okay, that's all one could say, that's all the response could say. However, you could say perhaps differently, Rabosa. Maybe the Gemara selected Kfiyas Amitah B'Davka. Because in order, exactly, in order that you should say count towards the Shiva, that you already have observed Shiva enough, so that Yadav can come and knock off the remainder of Shiva, maybe you require Kiyume Shiva. Otherwise, I'll bring it out of certain. What do you mean? We were discussing that what the Russian arrival said. That the only way at Yom Tov Nakto Shiva is if you kept Shiva. I don't understand. What do you mean? You managed in that time to do every single aver of Shiva? What did you do? I mean, pretty tough. You have Tashma Shamita and Kibbutz and Rechitza. There are nine things in the Russia, right? And you managed to do all of them in the Shachas Tana Regal. You managed to do all nine of these things. That's a pretty tough schedule. It's a color war schedule. Going from one activity to another, with no break from one to the other, always doing all nine things. Mamish, unbelievable. The Chorot Haaretz says, no, you have to take care of it. In order that the Avel should knock off the Shiva, you have to have done something with Torah Shiva. And then the Gemara advisedly selected the example for what? Of Kiyum, Kfiyas, Amitah. Mimela comes out Rabosai, Achidish Godol. But although in she observed Dava Shibit Sina and Ruya B'moyim, no Tashamit, no Talmud Torah, it still cannot count for Shiva. You know why? No Kiyum. Oh. But is it true or not, what I just said now? It's a radical statement. It's a bit radical. I'll give you the following example to show you how radical it is. Listen to the following, before you ask me a question, I'll finish in a minute. This is the following case, Rabosa. So again, so count that Yadav counts the Shloshim. Why? The Shloshim is Isurim. And Isurim, but not the shiva din kiyum. But the following case, Rabbi Osai. What happened in the following case? A guy heard a shmua krova on Shabbos, erev arega. Someone walks into the shul, you know, he walks into the shul on Shabbos, which is erev Pesach, erev Shavuos. Says then, oh, I just heard now that your relative died 2 weeks ago. Terrible. What's the shaila, guys? What's the shaila? Can Yontif knock off this guy's shiva? Can Yontif knock this guy's shiva off? Yes or no? Yes or no? On the Marmukah, the fetch. No, no one got that far? Off in the Marmukah. No? You guys got to the Taz we just mentioned today? You saw the Taz already? Some guys saw the Taz, no? The very next Marmukah, right after the Taz, yeah. Same line. Right after that. Mordechai Simon, tough, kuf, kuf. No one saw the Mordechai? Okay. You have a chance to see it tomorrow? The Mordechai Simon, tough, kuf, kuf. What is that, 9:20? Say this song? What's that? Tough, kuf, kuf. The Mordechai says the Farish. That's the Machlokes. The Shaila. It's tough. He's not sure. He's not sure. He's not sure, because he quotes. He at the end, I have to be honest with you, he at the end wants to say it really should knock it off. Mordechai himself wants to be nerd on that side. But he certainly presents another possibility that no, why not? Either the guy observed Yisurei Shiva of Dvarim Shebetzina on that day of Shabbos, so let the Yom Tov knock it off. So perhaps that's his Dvar. He did Kiyumim. And it cannot be in a Kiyum because it's Faresi. Yeah. That's we're gonna have to get to that later. So Shimmy's question we'll get to, we'll discuss maybe Lina tomorrow if we can. The sugya and nafkav gimel chav dalet. What's called the faresh, what's called the tina. Well, let's assume that for the moment. Let's be optimistic. Okay, let's assume it'll work out. Tomorrow you'll get me ready. But for today, let's stick to this job. The mela with this, at least we had three kashas against the rush. So we at least answered the second one. What was the second one? Why is it that Yontif counts for minyan shiv, for minyan shloshim, but not for minyan shiv? What's the answer? Minyan shloshim, which is isurim. So as long as you keep certain isurim, it's good enough. We assume not from the nshichas kavana. How many reasons? How many counts? It's also this, mishum that, and it's chalisa. It's also finished. Whereas for shiv, which is kiyumim, this although you are observing some of them, it cannot count towards the olal minyan shiv. So we answered, I think we succeeded in answering one of the three kashas against the rush. So it's one down and two to go. It's not a second three, what we call the first kash. Woe the rush do the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, on Chav Gimel on the base. That was the cause the Ramban's proof that the Gemara's shaila there, V'yesh Avelos B'Shabbos referred to the Farhesi. Because the Gemara has a line over there, what's the line again? Hashtavelis naga afsukim iboya. According to the Tosfos, the rush is going what? From Bitsina. So I say, yeah, ain't a kinami. Look at regel. Avelis naga and it's matzik taka. So what's I want to say the following is so, which we already had this here once. As follows. Don't be your eyes from regel. The Gemara talk only about Shabbos. When I talk about regel, the whole sukkah is not discussing regel whatsoever. Why? Regel is a new din. We mentioned, if you recall, the Tosfos over there, mentioned on Friday, according to one day in the Gemara, there's no Avelos for Shabbos and there's no Avelos for Regel, neither nor, no Avelos at all, either of the 2 days. How comes the distinction Halacha L'Maisa, in the Mishnah? Regel's mopstick and Shabbos is not mopstick. What's the answer we gave? Regel is Simcha, and Shabbos is no Simcha. So I want to say this, with that knowledge, I want to say over here too. That Regel is mopstick, it's up to Regel. That's beyond question. Don't be made a pirkas or rise from regal. That's for sure. Regal is master. That's beyond question. Simchas or regal. Finished. So the question is on Shabbos. Shabbos, there's no din of simcha. So in any case, you get down to nitty gritty. You have nitty gritty. The Gemara says nitty gritty. Hashta, Velas, Naga, Stukami, Goya. It's a nitty gritty din. You can't be a pirna from Yantav. Yantav is a different simchas, it's a different din entirely. So you can't bring any kashas at all from Yantav. Yantav is different. So the Gemara, again, it's clear, right, of Allah Velas, which is din simcha, that's for sure. Even if Avelis Mitzina is Noig, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whatsoever. It's not a kasha. How can Avelis Mitzina be Noig even though it's Simcha? So we discussed that a little bit yesterday. So I have to figure out this, how it's going to work out with the prophet. But the Gemara says only about Shabbos, but there's no Simcha. So the nitty gritty, then after tomorrow I have to write the kasha of Hashta, Avelis Naga, of Sukkim Ibar. I guess so. Before I think hell, there was a question. But the Rosh Hashanah, no question. Yes, Eitan? Shabbos, Shabbos. Yeah, what does it like? The whole sugya. I'm talking about Shabbos. The whole sugya. Yesh avails for Shabbos, ain't avails for Shabbos. The whole block tomorrow. But I'm saying, to call it the pircha. Why it's a kasha. Hashda avails, nagav, sukha miboya. The regular yochia. From a Kanama, regular Yochia, that on Yom Tov, what? You have a Velus Bitsina, and it's still Machzik. So what's going on? What's the one saying? Because Yom Tov is Chitzla Machzik. Don't talk about Yom Tov. That's a different thing of Simchas Halev. Let's forget about that. We're discussing the absence of Simchas Halev. Okay? I think we answered that Kasha as well. Now that's the third and hardest Kasha of all. It's awful. You guys think it's no Kasha at all? Maybe you're right. I think the third kind of a bombshell kasha, but maybe if you just, after you hear my terrors, I think we may have to go back to yours. My terrors, I'm not happy with my terrors. I guess maybe I have to come back to your terrors. I have the kasha pashut pshat. How come it is that in fact, that avel shiva is noig b'tzina b'regel, and avel shloshim is not? The svar should be the reverse. That avel kala is not a steer to yom. Avel chamur is a steer to yom. So I'll first tell you Shai's teretz, Menachem's teretz. No. Avela Shiva, because it's so chomer, you can just blow it away. It's a compromise. It's a compromise. Avela Shiva, because it's Shach HaMayis, so you can just sort of push it aside. Could be. Maybe that even relates a little to what I want to say. A little bit, but not quite the same. I want to defile the teretz with us. Based on a Shach. Shach says in Simon Tov Sif Kotten Beis, the Shach says this is very much halacha l'maisa shah. This is critical, one of the most critical shahs of Avelis. The Shach says l'maisa that Avelis Shloshim is noeg b'farhesia b'shachs. I repeat, Avelis Shloshim is noeg b'farhesia b'shachs. Simple, obvious. You don't shave. You have 2 weeks, 10-day growth, because whatever. And you don't shave on Shabbos. You don't shave on Shabbos. Claw, you look ugly. You're manuvel. The nixas, of course. You're a slight manuvel. A woman has a 2-3 week growth of beard, and comes into the shul of Erev Shabbos, and they say, hey, you don't look good. Sorry, can't help it. You got available. So they said, but hey, but Farhesia, Farhesia, we're going to show with you don't look good. Shach is Ruchwach, no? Pashim Shach. Shach says, that Avelus Shloshim b'Farhesia is Noig b'Shach. Finished. Ho, ho, ho. What's the reason, Luchar? Why? What? Because what? Exactly. The answer is precise because Avelus Shloshim is more kal, not just intense level of Avelus. So Chazal didn't say, yes, let's be honest, who are we kidding? It is a bit of an affront to Shabbos HaMalka if you walk in unshaven at the shul. You would never do it, that person would never do it. You always try to shave before Shabbos. That's the emergency came up, I mean, first I always shave before Shabbos. It's an affront. The Kedusha Shabbos to walk in unshaven to shul on Shabbos, it is. But it's not such a terrible affront. To walk in the shul on Shabbos with socks, and with a ripped shirt, and with all these other Nihuge Shiva, that would be a terrible affront to Shabbos. That would be just insufferable. You can't allow the Shabbos to have this terrible zulu. So the Chazal knock it off. There's no Avel Shiva for Esi B'Shabbos. Finish. But Avel Shlosh would be, what you want to call it, a low-grade Avel, that's what you want to call it? Like a low-grade Avel, it's bad, but it's not that bad. And the Chazal had to say, well, on Shabbos you can't do it. Yes? Okay, and it's not, but that Raya, that's a great Raya. I realize it right away. You could say, like, ain't Shiva without Shabbos, ain't Shlosh. Okay, leave out that Raya. Now, for me, it would be, let's say they talk about changing seats. That's one example they talk about. Can you change seats? Can you change seats? You know, the Suma, they have a minute to change the seat to go a row back, or two rows back, right? What do you say on Shabbos? Go back to the original seat? What? Well, it's a manifestation of Avelis. It seems it's quite clear. Or, I'll give you an example. Let's say, Vase, there's a Simchas Mereis. For the moment, for argument's sake, we'll assume for the moment, if you don't show up, it's Mefaresim. Mefaresim, very close relatives making a Sheva Brochus. And you're sitting in shul, and then everyone you're around, comes to Sheva Brochus, you just disappear. It's Mefaresim. So Shach says you disappear. Don't show up. I Mefaresim, yeah, but it's a low-grade Avelis. Grades which is applied over a longer period of time, it's less intense. So you take the Shach. Yes.
If you understand the reason why regal is not female veil, some type of theory here. You can't be in a veil, you can't be in Samea, and yet at the same time. And yet the process of a veil and simply existing at the same time. So you can college in the level of a veil compared to tomorrow, it doesn't make a difference that theory still exists. It shouldn't be opposed to you too.
Oh, I'm still going on Shabbos right now. I'm not, I haven't gotten back to the
understanding. Yeah.
Not yet. What's the talking on Shabbos? The Shach says that on Shabbos, Avelis Mefaresim Shiva is not Noeg. That'll be passed from there tomorrow Chav Dalet. But Avelis Shloshim Mefaresim is Noeg. Is Noeg. But then the question has just been raised. What about Avelis Berego? Avelis Berego. Why, in other words, in effect, the following question. Why don't we say, oh, listen to this. What comes out about that? That a veilish lotion, let me say it one more time. In a veilish lotion, there's no distinction drawn between tzinnin and peres. Finish, that's the shock of yourself. You don't make such fine tuning in a veilish lotion. It's yes or it's no. So don't stay in the shock. Shiva, you can make a split. Okay. Perhaps we can say as follows. As Kennedy said now. Avel and Shloshim is a stira, the Rosh holds, to Simchas Arevim. It is a stira. I mean, it's a great stira, but a stira it is. V'yevon Chazal and Misakein. No, Avel and Shloshim Berega. It's a stira. All right, that's just a terribly serious theory, but that's what you start saying. But a theory it is. It is a theory. Exactly. That's exactly why, according to the Rush, there is no Avel and Shlosh and Berega. I've asked the question before. Avel and Shiva is a Chavada theory to Rega? This is no. Avel and Shiva, we have an antidote. Avel and Shiva, we know we have a trick for Avel and Shiva. What trick do we pull Avel and Shiva? We make a split. What's a split? It's the B'tzinah and B'fahesya. So B'tzinah is Noeg. This doesn't bother the regal at all. B'fahesya Tak is not Noeg. With a comment of Elish Shloshim, we don't find any present of such a split. As the Shach said, it's all or nothing. So we ended up nothing. Shabbos is all, because I have to say, there's no, you know, otherwise we know no, we didn't have a week of Avel. And Yantav is nothing. Yes. That's what we spoke about yesterday. Us the Esed the Rabin, without Esed the Yachid. And what does Esed the Rabin mean? The public. The Tamach the Chagecha, the Yachid Kol Yisro. Nachman. So that's good. That's what I wanted to say. Maybe your test is much simpler, I don't know. But I didn't think of it, and I'm not, because I didn't think of it, that's why I don't like it. If I would have thought of myself, I would have loved it, probably. They say a different shot, that Shiva's more chomer, and you can't just push it away like I so easily. Could be, you're right. Could be. I don't want to knock it out and go. Could be, you're right. Yes, Aiden. Anybody
argue
with the shot? Sure. We'll come to it later. You argue with the shot, of course. What else is there? I mean, you argue with everything. Oh, that's not no exception. Okay. Now, let's get back to Nachum's Gemara. Nachum's Gemara. Still bothers me. What's Lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says, no, they're all right. The minyan Shiva, lo kami barley, lo naga, this is Shiva beregel. Ki kami barley, the minyan shloshin, the konaga, mitzvah shloshin beregel, my, I'm laying all of it. So, the chor, I mean, the pot, let's be honest, all right, guys. Now we can be honest, at the end of the Shiva we can be honest. The Pasha Pshat Nehmar is like the Ramban, no? That the Gemara talks about the Kiyam Gomer. Kiyam Gomer does not apply to Shiva, it doesn't apply to Regal. It can't apply to Shiva because the Dorma Vashiva for Hesia is not Noeg. It applies to Shloshim because everything's Noeg. It's not considered a Farhesia. Interesting, we're going to come to this a little bit later. According to the Ramban had a very interesting Kiddush. The Ramban claimed it's impossible to even speak about Avelis Farhesia Berega. Avelis Shlosh. That's what Ramban says. The Ramban, remember the Ramban we spoke at the beginning. The Ramban, no, you know what I'm talking about? The Ramban, we read it, the whole quotation. The Ramban said there does not exist any Avelis Farhesia Berega. But the concept again doesn't even exist at all. It's impossible to even imagine it. Because it's only Yisurim. No, you don't have to do anything. And half the things that you're not supposed to do, you can't do anyway. So Ramban says it's impossible to even imagine any avelus for Hesed of Bemoed Klal. That's the Ramban said. The Shach has had a different verse. The Shach has a totally different verse. What does the Shach say? The Shach says if you could find the case of avelus for Hesed of Bemoed, you'd still have to keep it. The Lumbus is totally different. You take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Hagos Hagroh, one of the Maramakonis. Shin, Sadi, Tes, Sif, Cotton, Dalid. You look at the little parentheses there in the Rashi script. I'm not sure if that's by the Gro, by somebody else, by the Magia. He makes his point. There are two separate understandings. Maybe it's the same conclusion on Halacha L'maisa, but the two totally separate understandings. I think there's a difference. We'll get to the difference later. Okay. So the quote, but the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara, I'll both say again, is like the Ramban. Okay? Again, the key. The Minyan Shiva, lo kami barley, lo naga, mitzvah Shiva beregel. Not totally, only a little bit, only b'tzinim. Ki kami barley, min shloshim it's nog entirely. That's how the Ramban says pshat in the Gemara. How will the Rambam say pshat in the Gemara? The Rambam, halilam pshat. The Chorosh. The minyan shiva lo kami barley, why? Lo naga mitzvah shiva b'regel, any word, a three-letter word.
Klal.
Klal. You win all the interbunks, right? Klal. Nothing. For the Rambam, there's no avails b'regel. Period. Zippo. Ki kami barley in the minyan shloshim. At least the minyan shloshim, the kanaga mitzvah shloshim b'regel. At least, I mean, at least a little bit. I can say God, but at least a little bit. Fine. All the rush. I mean, how will the rush get out of the words of the Gemara? I mean, you say Shai Rishon, where are we going? Did Rishon talk about Mefurish? Where'd he go? Left me lurch. While the rush through the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is still shver, no? Nothing. The Lashon of the Gemara is very shver. While the rush through the Lashon of the Gemara. No, I mean it is very, very difficult. No, today is shver. What's Lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says, the minyan shiva lo kami barley lo naga mitzvah shiva beregel. It's backwards. Shiva, you're not even sin of a regal. Shlosh, you're not even all the regal. Mamash. I mean, you know, before I'm not going to answer the question, what can I do? Don't blame me. But now I got to try to at least say something. Shai left now, so I don't know what Rishonim say. So now I'm Mamash left to my own. So what am I going to do now? Yes.
You are knowing. It's not because of Avelis you know it's a transgression, but you are knowing.
Yeah. Okay, so I think I'm back with that, something like that. I think I said along the lines I said before. What does it mean, mitzvah shlosh? And what does it mean, mitzvah shiv? They mean two different things. Because mitzvah shiv, as we said earlier, I both said, no, I answered the other kasha. What does mitzvah shiv mean? Kiyumim. That's the essence of shiv. The essence of shiv is kiyumim. And kiyumim does not apply to regal. Perhaps it comes to your kasha tomorrow. So, does not apply. What does mitzvah shlosha mean? Isurim. That's the soul which the Russian opponent told us about. Told us that soul. Who's that? No? I started to shield that. No? Who told us that yourself? That shlosha is only mitzvah shlosha said. Who told us that yourself? The Ramban, right? The Russian opponent in this kibiyachol. In this sugya. So Mimelo and Igmar has a distinction. What's this mitzvah? This is noig. Mitzvah that is not noig. It's a lumbish statement. Because mitzvah shloshim means isurim, and they are noeg for whatever reason. Whereas mitzvah shiv is not noeg, even though really they are noeg, but not noeg enough. There's no kiyumin. So I want to say pshat in Gemara according to the Rosh. I agree, Nachum, it's not the greatest. I wouldn't have said it on my own, but Tori will not any sorrow. I have to defend the Rosh. So maybe when Shai returns and tells us a different pshat from the Rishonim, we'll talk about Mefurish, we'll have something a better interpretation. But for me, for now, that's the best I can do. That's the best I can do. Okay? Yeah. You don't believe it, huh? I don't blame you for not believing it, but that's the best I can do.
We explained it before that, actually.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm not saying that apologetic. I'm just saying that, it's not the simple reading of the Gemara. People love this. That's how the answer to the Gemara goes. Mitzvah Shiva is Kiyumim. Mitzvah Shloshim is Yisurim, as the Ramban himself said. The Melech fits in. No, I was just using debating points. Saying, don't yell at the Rosh for this. The Ramban himself was voted for that. That's the difference in Shiv and Shlosh. So the Rosh will use that and let up Shat in the Gemara. That was just for shtick. I mean, the Ramban didn't say this Shat in the Gemara. I didn't mean that. Okay. Just for the sake of completeness to finish up the sugi over here, the Gemara has an interesting distinction on the Chaf, a possible distinction, between Kavro Beregel and cover lifnei arega. The Gemara suggests. Now what? The Gemara suggests a distinction between cover beregel and cover lifnei arega. The Gemara concludes even cover beregel is all the minyan shlosh. The long we buy cover kodem arega. What was the distinction, guys? I mean, what was the sval achalad? It's not true, the Maisa. The Maisa, it's not true. It's always all of the Shloshim. What was the Svar made Kar to say that if Kar regular, it's not, does not count for Shloshim, and Kar Lifnei regular, it would count for Shloshim? It's one of the Svar Pshutim. How do you understand the moral distinction? You don't spend too much time on Havanid, but this is not just Havanid, it's really a real Svar. The Rashi says, well, since you began the Avelis, it's good enough. Once he began, so it's to be understood that it should continue. The Rashi said. Once he began Avelis, it should count towards the minyan. I have a little problem with that, Rabbi Osai. Don't forget, the Gemara here is going with the Tana de Masnis. What does the Tana de Masnis, come on guys, this is important. What does the Tana de Masnis know? He's covered from Mesa 2 days before the break. What happened? Observes 2 days of Shiva. What happens after Yom? What happens then? No, you resume 5 more days. No, say something about Shloshim. Have 2 days before, and then 28 days after. Maybe you started. So you started. So what? You started. But the Gemara doesn't seem to make too much of that. No, it's a little shver. Yeah.
What is it? You said so in the Talmud Mishnah that 3 days is special.
Hold on, come to a second. And the Chori cannot answer that Shloshim is knowing why. Because he's knowing all Dini Shloshim. That's why Dabi says it counts. No. But Nikbar Beregel Yochiyah. Nikbar Beregel, you also know Golden Ish Loshim Gemara still wasn't sure this form of the Rekat Zana. So I think it's possible to say the following Svara. The Gemara work with the following idea. That you can't count Shloshim before Shiva. You can't go in the wrong order. Stay with Makkah. That's the Gemara thought. The Gemara thought, Nikbar Kodem Beregel takes care of Shiva, so now you can count the days of the other for Shloshim. But Nikba Barak, the Gemara thought, the reason why it can't count towards Shloshim, you haven't done Shiva yet. That's why I thought the Havmita was distinguished. But now that you, and the Maskon is not true, you can have Shloshim before Shiva. That's what I wanted to say. Now what did you want to say, Menachem?
According to what you just said, how it happens in the time of the Mishnah, you have to go to the time of the Mishnah, you said that you need 3 days, you know what? Oh, you started Shiva already.
Started Shiva. Okay. Started Shiva. Right, it's a little bit shver, it's the middle of the shiva, right. But what do you want to say? You start saying a
terrace. That there's a difference between by the time of the mission, it takes you 3 days, because here all the 3 days are special. And you have to have those 3 days before, else it does it. Well, you didn't ruin the kind of mission of shiva. But by Shloshim,
I'm not sure if this distinction will make a balance work. So, about that, I will stop 3 minutes early. Unbelievable. And then tomorrow, I want to start the meeting now. Tomorrow we'll start the meeting of Pachas Kol.
Sure, I'm going to call you.
Talk about the Avelis of the Kvoda Chaim and Kvoda Mason. A very interesting of Kivega. I want to discuss with you.
Back to background information. We saw the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the question whether Hetzpit is Kvod HaChaim or Kvod HaMeisim, and the Gemara concludes that it's Kvod HaMeisim, and therefore he says, don't to be Maspid, you listen to him. It's a Mechaber, it's a Shin Dal of Nem, Sif Yud. And the Ramon says, I will in Tziva Shaldinik, all of Shiva Vishloshim, Ein Shomala. And in the Shach Tziva Beit Chodesh, Yes Shomala. This we discussed already before. Tziva Bekiv Eger, this is about Omel Tov Lamed Kevan Da Shar Mason Nami Bistad Amaleyem Vaz Mechinu Akro Lo Nizbarali He Yikwa the Chaya Yikwa the Shikvi. This is an interesting Chakira. The Gemara Shar Has Feda Yikwa the Chaya the Shikvi. It was a Chakira original idea. Avelis Yikwa the Chaya Yikwa the Shikvi. How do you know? What's the difference? Fine. Then he says, so that it's going the suffix from earlier poskim. Look, there's going to be yikra the shikvi. The guy can be merchel who bought look called any avelis. That's it. The buy avelis. It's been merchel everything. So the kivegas doesn't bother me. So he goes, no avelis. How does the bila avelis on that side? So it's not that. The next best step is bila avelis on that side. Varai, he says. The dinner you'd base chaydesh. And that's the shachs of your candy bar. So no bottle galagama didn't do base chodesh. It doesn't bother me. So we know. That's not tamachriya. Now the shah is as follows. Can we decide which side of the hakir is right? Is it cover the chak or like yesaita? What? Is the avelos for a chayim or for a mes? The same as the gemara, but it has to be as by avelos. Pardon me? Oh, so the chawat, kavelus is the fact that I'm all past in shalom. Then already decided that what the kvod ha, achai, not kvod amazim. But kvod amazim you can listen to, right? That's exactly the point. So the b'kivay has to understand. It's a famous machlokes of Rishonim. Earlier Rishonim didn't have this machlokes. Why? Tameani. The dove is a machlokes of Rabbi Senu. Why? The bedin ma'aber atzmo l'da suicide. Isa b'brayis d'ever rabosu, reish perik beis. The kol shul kvod achayim, misaskinbo. The kol shul eino kvod achayim, ein misaskinbo. That's the lashon of the sechta smachas about someone who suicide. You got it? Kvod achayim you do, and eino kvod achayim you don't do. Nu, so then what's the obvious question? Rabosu. Nu? Is there avelis or no avelis? So the v'das harambam, the ein misalimolo. Rama passes is no avelis. So what do you see? Beferish, according to the Rambam, what? The Svila, the Rambam, Avelis is what? For a mason. And the Ramban argues and says, no, the arm is out of Malach because it's for a chayim. That's a machlokas harishon of the earliest rishon. Says the Bikivege, we pass the Shulchan Aruch Shin Mem Hei Atzif Al like the Ramban. There's no Avelis and by suicide. So we pass the Malach of the Pshitas that Avelis is for a mason. Well, this Misafik is for a mason. It should come out. So what? When someone says, don't miss out for me, you should listen to him. But Philip Floyd, what's going on over here? This is Biki Vega's Kasha. You hear the Kasha? This is the Ramos based on the Chakira from the earlier, from the Poskim. What is Korachan for the Mason? This is already an Alta Chakira. An Alta Machlokas Ramon and Rabbi passed like the Rambam, the Vada of Misafik, and it's Korachan Mason. And therefore, she says, don't listen. She says, don't be Misafik, you should listen to him. Adkin or Biki Vega is lied by a Kasha. There's no terrors. So I wanted to tell you a terrors, which I found just in the Shorosh and Besmochus, Shorosh Tezai, which if I'm not mistaken, my memory is a little bit better, but I think I printed it myself quite a few years ago. We learned Sanhedrin, Kolon Sanhedrin many years ago. It was the first year of Meshech that took over the Kolon, 1971, 72, when Rabbah went to Eretz Yisrael. Correct. Right. It's right now I got Smith. So this is the Shechta many of us take over Kerala, we're going to make new chizuk. We're going to have a publication every year. The Kerala is going to come out of a publication with Chiddush Torah and the Masechta we're learning. And the first year is a publication called Sanhedrin Kant. We learned Sanhedrin. And I wrote a few to the very Torah there. And one of us, I think, was about this. I think I was mechavin to this. I think by printed before it. You might say it was a life, my kid, which is older than this. I don't think the same is out that long. 20, 15 years, a long time. So I said, I think, and I found that I don't have it with me. And I think that the Shirosh of Besmochus, that I'm pretty sure he said it, I read it yesterday, that a new verb, La Adam, Ochal Kira is null, vocal. Avers is not for a chayim, it's not for a mason. Xeris Akos, it's the rice. If there's a cost, and if it's the Rabbanan, so believe Tom, and they don't go with Tom over here. And Mama, she has the same dick. I remember when I read the same thing yesterday, I said, I read that same dick myself so many years ago. The Lush of the Mesakas Mala, I've read it before. What's Lush? Kol Shul Kvod HaChayim Misaskabo. V'chol Shul Eino Kvod HaChayim Misaskabo. What's interesting about the Lush? What Lush was not used? Oh, doesn't say Kvod HaMeisim. So I made the same deal. Doesn't mean it's for a mason. No, it's not for a chayim. I didn't assume it. No reason. It did. Oh, Memela, Mechila wouldn't work for sure with me. For sure with me. I'm most right. No Mechila. Forget it. No Mechila. It's a din assume it. It's a din. You don't get for a chayim. For nothing. It's a din. It can't. There's nothing. It can't be marshal on the din. I was in a place where Abba Atma was asked. It's different not like this. He calls to have shot going to the Rambam, there's no avails because you can't get yourself to be sad about it. I mean, you can't get yourself to be, not sad about this incident, you can't get yourself to really get into avails over this guy because he's such a no good because he's committed suicide. That's the word. Rambam says, no, it's not true. Nothing to do with Porachayim, Kvod HaMeisim. It's interesting that Mahalach, which was not going from Biki Vegas, cash. Interestingly, the Chassam Sofer passed like the Ramban, that there is a Avelis of suicide. Amazing. Against the Mechavim. This is Chuvah quotes from Sifkat Nalach, right there. Ah, we pass a lot to the Mechavim of the Ovel. The Chassam Sofer is not the Ovel. The first question that would be called Pagam Mishpocha, he calls it. It's a bizarre of an whole family if somebody dies, there's no Avelis, looks like it's, you know, nothing. So he says, well, he says like this. He says, especially if we're not 100% sure if it's really a suicide with all the dinim, then they should do avelus, and the people will think, based on what they did, probably wasn't really a suicide. This is based on a whole bunch of tricks which are pulled there to avoid the category of suicide. It's not as if a person, it doesn't exist. Because it's Mechabit and it's in base. What's a suicide? What's up to the roof? And he says, going up there, I'm going to jump off, and he says, you know, he's a suicide note. That's the mitzvah. Then, there are all kinds of ways out. For example, William Ashur said if he drowns in an apparent suicide, it's not suicide. Why? Because that when he went to the water and he tried to drown himself, so instead of drowning instantaneously, I went up and down in the water, like Chris Yamsuk, and went up and then went down. So he was still alive for a while. So the story is the truth of that. Yeah? The story is the truth of that. It's an earth suicide. You hear the word? I mean, it's coming kind of, you know, to the point, so now he has the cash, jumps off the roof. So he should do tshuva on the way down. I guess not enough time. What if he has the World Trade Center? Don't laugh, guys, just laugh off the panhandle. But he had a long time to do tshuva. They made a big hesped with the, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. With all the gedolei olam came down to the hesped. Yeah. He did a lot of stuff in the chesed. So the hesped was... In that event, there was a famous mice. Maybe he did tshuva on the way down. It's a long trip. Interestingly, there was one case when it's mutter. It's called in the Rosh Siman Sadi Dalet and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Sif Gimel. God of Amar Atzma Das Mu Onus Kishol Amelav and Monim Enu Bechol Dovah. I was going to say Chalila Shol, he saw he was dying, they were going to torture him, so he said better I should kill myself, I'm going to arrange for me to be killed. So that's okay. Is it Hefer Gomer? That's a question. Yochol Kishol Tal Nama Ah Ach Es Dinachal Anash Sechem Edrish the Medrash Rabbah. So it could be a case of someone who's, you know, terminally ill and suffering crazy, and he does something rash to end his life. So that mikra did not be mabalas l'das. He's suffering like shol amela. Shall he die do the chatzchila? But shtei perish in a chava. Some yid that the ain't chlolam b'chol porkim porkol mitzvahs. They don't can never come to shul, and they're like the goyim. So there is no avelus, no anis, no nothing. You wear levonim. So the question is, Taka, I was a little bit amazed. You don't really find that people do this for real. I mean, there's no shortage, unfortunately, there's no shortage of people in the world like in this category. They never come to shul, and okay, oh. So what's the word over here? So really, it's a machlokes, I think, with Manazer, the question of what we call Tinek Shenishba. It could be in the case of this particular Rav, he knew this relative grew up from, he grew up in the same house as them, let's say. And he was showing up here. She went off to meet the Derech Hayash. But this man has there, the vast majority of non-Kumi Yid, not to the Chalal Tinek Shenishba, one way or the other. They didn't talk and never learn anything, or they didn't learn properly. Most of them say they weren't trained properly, but later on in life they heard about Yiddishkeit, it's too late, it's hard to change their lifestyle. So the Shenishba, God, this is happening. We'll get to many of the areas, guys. Nesef, Shabbat, I mean, I'm not going into the whole thing now.